This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
All right, we're going to try to get this train back on track here, and we're going to open up the phone line. Now, it's almost ironic, but it's our imperfections why the audience knows we're real. The reason why I was so shook was over Andrew Breitbart tweet saying, hey, I think they're going to kill me and say I had a heart attack 48 hours before he died. I'd never seen that before, and so it shocked me because I try to see everything. So I'm now being told that we believe that that tweet is not actually real. So I'm not upset that I got triggered over something that may have been Photoshopped, because everything else I talked about was real. But this is one of those moments that highlights the difference between what we do here and everywhere else. We're not scripted. We're off the cuff. We're flying through space and time. And, you know, there's things that we'll come on air about, and we correct it. So the Breitbart tweet that we were showing is apparently Photoshopped. Now, again, I'd never seen this before. The crew pulled it up. I read it, and it shocked me to my core because I'd never seen it before. And I'd seen most of the other stuff, but I'd never seen that before. But apparently it's Photoshopped. But regardless, everything that followed was still real. The work that Andrew Breitbart did was real. Now, whether or not you believe that John Podesta is a child sex trafficking, cover-up guy like Breitbart did, that's a whole other story. Whether you believe Andrew Breitbart legitimately died of a heart attack or was heart attacked, that's on you. So I just wanted to be on record about that before we move forward. Apparently, this tweet we're showing on screen right now is a Photoshop. So, hey, when we show you something, when we get something wrong here, we come right out and admit it. We got nothing to hide. Unlike mainstream media that lies through their teeth all day long and then either erases it like it never happened, or they just never go back to it and they just move on. I mean, where do I begin? Covington Catholic, Jussie Smollett, the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. By the way, there was some committee that looked into every charge. It was like all these different ethics violations. I can't remember the number. It was either 83 or 38. I don't know why those numbers are in my head, but they looked into all the quote-unquote ethics violations that they were alleging against Kavanaugh. Zero. They zero were true. Zero. So it's just amazing how the Democrats, and I, look, again, I'm not a Republican. Republicans are just as corrupt. There it is right there. Federal panel of judges dismisses all 83 ethics complaints against Brett Kavanaugh. So, you see, that's even NPR. Oh, but while Kavanaugh was being questioned, no, he's the worst ever. He gang-raped women that never even met him. They never even were in the same zip code. He gang-raped them. I mean, this guy must be a magician. Of course, it's all fake news. Just like Covington Catholic boys harassing Native American. Fake news. Native American Vietnam vet stepped in to protect the black man. Now, the black man were the racist homophobes, and he's not a Vietnam vet, stolen valor. They didn't report that. Jussie Smollett was attacked by white Trump supporters in a hate crime. Turns out the whole thing was staged. The whole thing was a hoax. What did they say the next day? Jussie Smollett is the real victim of Hollywood and the stresses of fame. Oh, it's so tough being Jussie Smollett. I won Actor of the Year. I make millions of dollars, and I get all the attention in the world when I fake my own hate crime. And then when I get caught faking it, they still protect me. It's so hard being Jussie Smollett. It's Friday. It's Open Line Friday. I'm just off the rocker. So I'm going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to see if you guys can't get me back to reality here. 1-877-789-ALEX. 1-877-789-ALEX. Andrew Breitbart, may he rest in peace. Paul Harvey, may he rest in peace.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turks and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, I'm stuttering and misfiring and just I'm just all throughout the dimensions of space right now. So I'm opening up the phone lines to get the audience and myself back on track here on the Alex Jones Show, because I really do need to get focused and get to all this news. I just tend to get lost in the ether of secret history. But there's a lot of videos I need to get to as well. As the crew aggregates these calls, here is something that I think frustrates me more than anything right now. At least on a political commentary level, you know, yeah, okay, you know, they want to suck the life essence out of infants and children, and they want to let babies die, and you know, okay, yeah, they we know they do that, but just look at the total fraud, just outright fraud, just right on its face fraud right now that the Democrats are engaged in. First, Michael Cohen says, I fear Trump won't peacefully give up the White House if he loses in 2020. Now, this is an old narrative that the Democrats are bringing back for 2020 that they tried in 2016 and beyond, saying, if Trump wins, there'll be no peaceful transition of power. If Trump wins, it'll be a violent transition of power. Trump is a threat to peace. Oh, my gosh. But wait a second. What's the reality? Trump won, and they're the ones that still haven't let go of power. Trump won, and they're the ones that said, harass Trump supporters, make a crowd, don't let no, go where they sleep at night. And then they literally show up at Trump supporters' houses and harass them. They literally put bomb threats to Trump Tower. They build 100, how heavy was the bomb that the one guy got found with? They plan on bombing 4th of July parades. They dox Trump supporters. And then they say, well, we're just afraid that Trump is not going to have a peaceful transition of power in 2020. We're really afraid, you know, he's unhinged and, you know, he might not give up power peacefully in 2020. Meanwhile, they still haven't peacefully given up power from 2016. And see, you know, I come out and I say that. And it's like, okay, I've said what needs to be said. I mean, what more do you need to see? What more do you need to know? They're the ones that won't have the peaceful transition to power, and then they're the ones pointing the finger at Trump. I mean, but somehow I don't feel closure. Lanny Davis rips GOP for sad misuse of the criminal justice system. Again, they are the ones that politicized everything done at the FBI, the DOJ, the IRS, the NSA, the CIA, the FISA courts, everything was politicized by Obama's people. Everything. On record, Lois Lerner, caught red-handed. James Clapper, John Brennan, James Comey, the FISA warrants, spying on Trump illegally. They are the ones that had the misuse of the criminal justice system. And then they have the, again, look at Trump misusing the criminal justice system. You know what? You're right. You know what? Lanny Davis is actually right, because Trump is misusing the criminal justice system. Trump should be putting the criminal justice system to work, and Comey should be in jail, Brennan should be in jail, Clapper should be in jail, Comey, Obama, Lynch, Holder, Clinton, all of them. So you're right, Lanny Davis. Trump is guilty of a sad misuse of the criminal justice system. He's not using it. I wish he would. I just... Because how is it? This is like the most frustrating thing to me. Because they get away. I mean, I talked about this yesterday. They are pathological projectors. Literally, they abuse the justice system, and then they say Trump's abusing the justice system. They can't peacefully transition power to conservatives. They say Trump can't peacefully transition power. I mean, and again, you want to know why it's like this, folks? You want to know why it doesn't make sense? You want to know why they're freaking out? Just like the heroin addict starts going into petty theft, robbing friends and family, getting real desperate to do anything to get his heroin, that's who these people are. Everything that they've been stealing, everything they've been getting high off of, the lies in the media, the lies from the Democrat Party, robbing this country blind, getting the baby organs harvested. I mean, all of it. The open borders, the sex trafficking, the drug trafficking, the gun trafficking. All of it. They do all of it. And that's their drug. And they've been so addicted to it, so high with it, and more than anything, so high and addicted to the power that they can get away with it. That's what it is more than anything. And that's what's being threatened right now. That's why they're panicking. That's why they're saying, look at Trump. He's misusing the justice system, as they literally abuse it into oblivion. Look at Trump. He won't give us a peaceful transition of power, as they're literally calling for war in the streets. It all goes back to the heroin addict analogy, folks. These are heroin addicts. Their drug is being taken away from them, and they don't know what to do, and they're going into total panic. That's why everything we're seeing right now makes no sense. Just like that friend or family member. You're like, oh my gosh, yeah, he's my best friend going through my wallet, stealing money, going through my mail, stealing Christmas gifts and selling them for money. It's like, you're like, who is this person? What is going on? Yeah, it doesn't make sense to you until you realize this is a heroin addict desperate for heroin that will do anything to get it. Again, I use Democrats because that's the face of all the corruption right now, but it goes beyond that. But yes, the Democrats are so addicted to their power, the power to deceive, the power to lie, the power to cheat, the power to steal, and get away with all of it in our face. And they're not anymore, and that's why they're freaking out. And just like, again, it doesn't make sense. My good friend stealing money from me? Your good friend is a heroin addict that is desperate. That's who these people are. Why are the Democrats lying to me? Why are the Democrats saying, let that baby die? These are people that are addicted to power. They are addicted to lying. They are addicted to deceiving you. And once that's threatened, and their source for all of it is being threatened, they panic. That's what's going on right now. So, I guess I just need to let go. Because I'm telling you, the fact that they come out and say that Trump is misusing the justice system and Trump won't transition power peacefully is just, it's beyond hypocrisy, folks. I just wish America could see it. That's my biggest frustration. Because as soon as America sees it, these people are done. And this country will be more free and prosperous than we can ever imagine. But Americans don't want that. They want to be stupid. They want to be desolate. They want to live in a pipe dream. That's what they want. And that's what they'll get. But we just hope, you know, since we had a republic, that we could at least be free. Oh, but no. That's not what control freaks do. All right. When we come back on the other side of this break, I'm going to get to your phone calls. We got a whole lineup of callers here. Every line is filled, so we'll get to your phone calls. In the short break, though, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Support this broadcast. You know the censorship that we're enduring, folks. And we want to expand, but it's almost impossible to expand with all the censorship that we deal with here. But thanks to your support, we're still live 10 hours a day, starting with the David Knight Show, and then the Alex Jones Show, and then the War Room. So we go live from 8 a.m. all the way through to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show. It's possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials right now. 50% off bodies. The ultimate turmeric support. 50% off Alpha Power. 40% off InfoWars Life brand new protein bars when you buy two or more boxes. 33% off Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com. And 50% off our storable foods, emergency storable food supplies. 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm out of control. We're going to go to the callers next, and they're going to rein me back in here. We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health.
not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Going this way at all, ladies and gentlemen. But isn't that the beauty of the Alex Jones Show? And this, I say this in humility, folks, but it's almost just, it's really just God's providence, I think, half the time on this broadcast, because I didn't plan on talking about any of the stuff that I brought up so far today. I mean, in fact, I probably sound crazy to most people. But I mean, it's just like sometimes you just sit down here, the mic goes on, and you just lose control. So the callers are going to get me back on track. But it's like, this is the kind of crap I'm talking about here. And again, I didn't plan on covering this. The crew just brought this to me. Good God. Just Lord, forgive us for what we've done to this creation. I mean, feminist smears menstrual blood on her face to show periods are beautiful and powerful. Now, this is just your mentally deranged leftist right here. That's all this is. This is a sick, deranged leftist. But again, folks, you have to understand, this stems from the top. Humans are all connected. We're all connected. We're all on the same plane. We're all on the same consciousness. So when you got all these satanic death cults and crap that are now running the leftist liberal progressive movement, yeah, when you get to the average dumbed down liberal on the streets, they're rubbing period blood on their face. They don't know what the hell is going on. They don't even know why. But it's because we're all connected. And so the consciousness at the top of their consciousness is engaged in human sacrifice and all these blood rituals. So that's like, that's like at the top of their consciousness. And then down here, the little bottom feeders, they don't know why they have this weird notion to rub period blood on their face, but they say it's beautiful and they can't help it because it streams down from the higher consciousness. But as if that wasn't sick enough, there's groups of women that store... But there's groups of women that literally store their menstrual blood, and then use it to paint. It's like a whole art group. This isn't even the spirit cookers. This is downstream from the spirit cookers. The spirit cookers are the spirit cookers, okay? I mean, the Aleister Crowley people, the Marina Abramovich people, the devil worshippers, the cultists. These people that are drawing paintings with their menstrual blood and rubbing their menstrual blood on their face, they have no idea what the hell's going on or why they're being, moved to do this. But I'm telling you, it all is streaming from the higher consciousness that they're tuned into. Do you think that's normal to put menstrual blood on your face? Do you think that's normal to store your menstrual blood so you can use it in a painting later as part of a group art project? No, that's mental illness. That is disgust. That is degeneracy. But for them, they're just low-level minions of a left pathos ideology that they don't even comprehend or understand. They just act out its will streaming down from the consciousness to then think that somehow it empowers them to do this crap. Same thing with the people that celebrate abortions. They don't know why that people, they don't know why people harvest babies' blood and harvest babies' organs, but it's streaming down from the consciousness, so they're fighting for it. All right. I need to shut up and just go to your calls because I'm just off the rocker today. So let's go now to Travis calling in from Texas. Go ahead, Travis. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, Owen. You hear me okay?
Yes, loud and clear.
Good. Hey, I was listening to Alex the other day, and I've been listening since probably 2003, 2004. And, man, when he was on Joe Rogan, he was talking about a dream that he had where he was falling into, like, this vortex. And a guy called in yesterday and said that he had had a similar dream. Now, I got to tell you, like, I had the same dream, and I was, like, 8 years old. I still remember vividly because it messed me up for weeks. And it was these little, I've described it at the time to my parents as like a Smurf, but they were like little elves or whatever. And they were like screaming in this loud voice at me, just as loud as you could possibly like imagine. And then for like weeks, I was terrorized. Like people would be talking to me and I would think they were yelling at me. I mean, I had to go to sleep with classical music and all this kind of stuff. And it really rocked me. And then as a, you know, in college, you know, experimenting with drugs and stuff like that, I dropped LSD one time and then had a similar experience, you know? And I'm just wondering, like, how many people out there that are like us, you know, that are God-fearing, God-loving, followers of Jesus, you know, followers of freedom, guys, you know, guys like we are, women, how many people have had these similar experiences to what Alex is talking about, which kind of sounds like what these guys who go on these DMT and ayahuasca trips are seeing too. And, man, I wish it was a community of people like us, like the InfoWarriors, like we could talk to one another and gather this information together and then seek out churches also. And
you know what's all funny about that, Travis? It's interesting that you bring this up. Again, I can't even believe I'm going down this road. I have a friend of mine who, I'm not going to get into the details because he hasn't said he wants me to talk about this yet. I'm trying to get him to come on air to talk about this, but he is it's a small business owner, but he's been successful in his local market. And what happened to him yesterday was he got 100% erased off of all his Google platforms. And that pretty much right where he stands now will kill his business. Because that's how he makes business contacts. That's how he does all of his transactions. And now they're saying that they're going to go through, because he appealed it. They're now saying they're going to go through every email, every document he's ever sent. So that's doctor's records, medical records, all this crap. Now, he doesn't want me to talk about this, so I'm just kind of mentioning this as a story, and here's why. He was about to start a podcast because he is a God-fearer, and he has had similar stuff like what you're talking about and Alex is talking about. And so he wanted to start a podcast for exactly this thing, for people to talk about that, but kind of have it in a rational discussion where it's not like talking about, you know, trying to induce these DMT hallucinations, but instead trying to figure out what people are seeing or what the significance of it is. As far as these little elf creatures go, it does seem, look, I mean, I'm no choir boy. I went to college. I've done a lot of different experimentation with drugs, but the one thing, the elf thing seems to always come up, because I remember there's this thing called salvia, which is probably one of the most powerful hallucinogens on the planet in a short time. And I remember before I experimented that, I was doing a bunch of research, and they always said elves. All these people always seeing elves. So it's like this reoccurring thing of people always seeing elves. I don't know what the hell it means. I've never seen any elves, but people keep talking about it. So What it represents to me, it's kind of like, have you ever seen Westworld, Travis, where like they wake up in the outside world for like a second and they see the picture of the man in the mask and then it becomes like a myth, it becomes like art, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
And so then they go around Westworld and they find like a doll or like a drawing, like a depiction of what they saw in this other dimension that they don't know exists, but they've all seen it, they all recognize it, and they just don't know why until they've all had their eyes opened and then they know what it is. So it's like, is that the example of what we're experiencing here? That's an interesting call from Travis. We'll be right back.
You know, the worst part about getting old, and I'm still strong at 45, is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
So, everyone's a favorite it couple.
The royal couple. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry. We adore them so.
They've just decided they're going to raise their baby gender fluid. Unbelievable. Mental illness. Let me tell you something, folks. In a sane society, anybody who raises their child gender fluid or anybody who rubs their menstrual blood on their face or paints with it belongs in a straitjacket and a rubber room. But we don't live in a sane society, do we? One more thing before I go to your phone calls. This was pointed out during the break to me. Look at what, just compare and contrast Roger Stone to Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, convicted liar, actually guilty of all of these crimes in his own personal life, and gets caught with all of it. He gets what was it, like an eight-hour testimony, live on television, all the media covers, and now he's the hero, Michael Cohen. Roger Stone, not a convicted liar, not a bunch of crimes in his past, a Trump loyalist who's not going to sell the country out. He gets gagged. He doesn't get the big testimony for the public to hear. You see the difference? Michael Cohen, a liar, a fraud, a con man, but more than anything, a traitor. He doesn't get gagged, even though he's the known liar. He gets the eight-hour testimony on live television. Roger Stone, not a liar, not a traitor. He gets gagged. He doesn't get the live testimony. Why? Because he won't sell this country down the drain, and who won't lie about President Trump? Cohen will do that. That's why he gets the testimony run by the deep state and by the Democrats. All right. Let's go back out your calls. Let's go to Sean in Texas. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Owen. Thank you so much. I'm a little pumped up. I'm on Turbo Force, actually. And first, I just want to say the products are awesome. I use Turbo Force, the B12, and Knockout. I'm an 11-year listener. And I actually got into Alex Jones when I was 16 with the 9/11 Truth Movement. I actually have some similarities to kind of what Alex Jones was talking about on Joe Rogan Experience. I was a very smart and gifted young man, and I was actually starting my career in investment banking. And I had a friend in college who was kind of a conspiracy theorist with me. And he was a year ahead of me, and he worked at the bank. And then when I worked, I came out of college and got a job at the same bank with him. And he had basically told me that he had joined the club. And I don't want to get into that too much, but I know all that stuff exists. I saw the dark side of the financial sector. Anyway, I ended up getting out, and I do run my own businesses now. But I put a few things together that I wanted to kind of get out. You were talking about Andrew Breitbart, and back in 2012 when Obama was president, I'm actually kind of a biblical, into the Bible a lot, follow the astronomical signs. There was a lot of blood moons during that period, and of course CERN was also opened up around that same time, or at least publicly. He gave us this world tour, and in Egypt he stopped. And they had this festival. There was actually a Breitbart article with a picture, and it was basically these Egyptians celebrating this dawning of a new age, and they kind of portrayed Obama in this artwork, and it was all about the old gods coming back. And around that same time, my friend was getting into UFOs, and there was all these orbs, this orb phenomenon that was going on that you can still YouTube around that same time. And then kind of putting together the NASA secret arm of the government. If you remember, one of Obama's orders was to have NASA, one of their main goals, to further relations with Islamic nations. And then you had the whole rise of ISIS and whatnot. And I just kind of wonder if all these world powers, China, Russia, United States, getting into kind of the Luciferian religion, it almost seems like an arms race of human sacrifice. And you just wonder if NASA was to establish closer ties with the Islamic religions because they're so willing to sacrifice innocents, as you saw with ISIS going through the Middle
East. Well, and there could be kind of a next level realization for the people that are working with these AI projects that it's like, yeah, once this AI goes live, it's going to eliminate 6 billion people. And so they just kind of accept that, maybe. And so then they kind of wash their hands of it and just say, oh, that's just natural order or something. I don't know, Sean. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Bruce in California. Go ahead, Bruce.
How you doing, Owen? From San Pedro, California. You know, I'm here. You mentioned a lot about how we're all connected, and I just wonder how many people remember after 9/11 when, what was it, 15 minutes after it happened, that news reports came out. Well, there were these, what they call GOES, the G-O-E-S satellites, and they read a spike on the whatever they read. I mean, essentially it was saying we're all connected. We all saw the programs or the news reports on 9/11 15 minutes later, and they read a spike on the world satellites reading some kind of vibrational energy. I'm not too sure, but I was just wondering if you heard of that.
No, I've never heard of that. If you get into, like, top-level astrophysics, though, they'll tell you
right.
Nothing is real, nothing is solid, everything is actually a vibration of frequency.
Well, then they found out that, like, we all got angrier. We all, you know, we united against that 9/11 event, and we all were one country, and they read a spike in it. And I think they realized that, you know, they want to keep that energy low, that low energy. And with all this bad, you know, SH whatever happening, that's probably mixed into the whole program. Just keep everybody low energy with this just horrible news all day long. And I guess I could even plug your products, man. Your products, you know, they give you high energy. And I think we all should just be high energy no matter what we see happen these days. I mean, just...
Well, no, that's... See, but that's... Now you're hitting on something else entirely, Bruce. And I kind of explained this earlier. The reason why even conservatives don't like InfoWars and Alex Jones, the reason why even conservatives are hands off us and don't mind us being censored is because of our high energy. And it's either they're not comfortable putting that energy on display, or it's not attractive to them, or just quite simply, they don't have it. So it's like, yeah, I come up here and I'm out of control. Alex Jones comes up on the Joe Rogan show and he's flailing his arms about, screaming about how they're killing kids. So it's like, yeah, this high energy is intimidating to a cuck because they know that they can't compete with it.
Yeah, but don't you think it heals the earth? I mean, we talk about the human body having a spiritual, emotional, physical body. I mean, what about the earth, right? I mean, are we not healing it if we stay high energy? I don't know. It's just theory, but as long as we're all high energy, I think, you know, we are going to win.
Well, there's no doubt that they want us low energy and dumbed down, and that's why they put the fluoride in the water and other chemicals in the food and water. Thanks so much for the call, Bruce. Let's go to Dave calling in from Chile, South America. Go ahead, Dave.
I'm here with you. Now, first of all, I want to mention something about what Trump said last night in a tweet, and that is I see. Now that the 2-year Russian collusion case has fallen apart, there's no collusion except by crooked Hillary and the Democrats. And they say, gee, I got an idea. Let's look at Trump's finances and every deal he has ever done that followed discredited Michael Cohen and the fraudulent and dishonest statements he made on Wednesday. No way. It's time to stop this corrupt and illegally brought witch hunt. Time to start growing a pair, looking at the other side where real crimes have been committed. That's basically what I'm inspired by today.
Well, yeah, and I agree, and I think we all agree, but we're waiting for action. A tweet is hardly action, you know, Dave?
That's true. But people have got to start standing up. I mean, if you're walking around with your MAGA hat on and somebody's taking a swipe at you, it's time to stand up and get in their face.
Or film them, file a police report, and have them arrested. Yeah, either way, though, it's time for America to stand up. It's time for America to quit being bullied. Absolutely.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but
that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So Alex Jones was on the Joe Rogan podcast 2 days ago. It's already got 5 million views on YouTube alone. And the traffic was so intense on the iTunes podcast format that it kept shutting down, and people that were trying to listen to it couldn't even access it because of all the traffic. But naturally, some things Alex Jones said on the Rogan podcast drew some ire from the media, and a bunch of people were publishing stories, and then they publish a story that's, you know, basically trying to make Alex look bad, and then they send us an email for comment. We then respond within minutes. And so we give them the comment that they want. We respond to their request. And then they never put it in their story until 24 hours later. It's funny how that works, isn't it? It's just where media has become in this country, unfortunately. All right. I've got Justin Fall about to join me in about 15 minutes from FourthWatchFilms.com. Looking forward to talking to Justin here today. But I've still got some callers lined up here I want to talk to. Let's go to Alex calling in from Michigan. Go ahead, Alex. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Owen Troyer, the wizard troll, my man.
Yes, you are now under my spell.
Oh, I'm getting over a little cold here. That's why my voice sounds like Atrazine, man. But I think I got hit with a bioweapon here in Michigan.
Well, you know, the chemtrails don't exist, so you're a conspiracy theorist.
Oh, yeah, it's all made up in my mind, I guess.
Yeah.
But I just want to say that I love when you go, you say you're going off the deep, but I love when you talk about stuff like the adrenochrome and the elite blood drinkers, because that's like the bigger picture, and that's what InfoWars is all about, getting the bigger picture. Like, if we win the play-by-play for Fox, like Fox News or whatever, just giving the play-by-play of the daily political events, we could do that. But I tune InfoWars just to get the bigger picture of Alex and you guys.
Well, and it's kind of this thing where we kind of go with the general stream of consciousness, which, you know, in the modern sense of media here is covering, you know, everything that Trump is doing and all the political movements, and that's what everybody's kind of paying attention to. That's what's kind of drawing people's attention, and that's what's kind of making people's eyebrows kind of, you know, get raised up and attention get perked. So we kind of go along with that. And then it's like we have this whole new swath of audience that I just wonder if we, when we start talking like that, if they just don't get tuned out or if they get more interested. So it's tough to kind of measure that, you know?
Well, I get more interested. And one more thing I wanted to say is the whole blood drinking thing, the adrenochrome thing, is a deception in itself. Most of the time, to elite, unless they really are doing black magic. Because I think the Rockefellers are kind of obsessed with Chinese medicine, because the Chinese, they didn't drink blood or anything, but they relied on herbs, special herbs. And if you Google search 250-year-old Chinese man, you'll see Li Qing Huan, who lived 250 years. He was a Taoist master herbalist. All he did was take, like, ginseng, reishi mushroom, all these, like, classic Chinese herbs, and he lived, like, 250 years. So, I mean, there's your proof right there. You don't need to drink blood to live.
Doesn't acupuncture come out of the East, China, too?
Yeah, that ancient system.
Yeah, like they found bodies in the East that were like really, really ancient, and they found that they were even practicing acupuncture. I can't remember how old these bodies were, but it was like acupuncture's been around forever. I've never done acupuncture. I'm kind of more curious to try it myself.
Yeah, you got to find a good one, though, because it's tough to find, like, a...
I have a fear of needles.
Yeah, that's why you got to find a really good... who knows what they're doing, because it's hard to find anyone who knows what they're doing these days.
But they, you say that.
But, yeah, just the Tai Chi and the Qigong stuff, you know, with the energy. And,
you know, I got real into Tai Chi and Qigong. I actually practiced it for about 2 years. It's interesting stuff. My problem with it is that I'm like high octane, high energy, so that's why I've always been more apt to like playing basketball and doing weights and stuff like that. But it's interesting stuff, and there is weird stuff like the placement of the tongue, the placement of the torso, the movement of the body, the balls of energy and all this stuff, the balls of your feet. It's definitely something that's worth looking into. It's not for everybody, but it's definitely worth looking into. Alex, I got to jump. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Carl in Wisconsin today. Go ahead, Carl.
Hi, Mr. Schroyer. You've spoken many times about cell phone radiation, and I told a call person that my information today is about light radiation coming from newer smartphones. Are you familiar with this?
You're just talking about the actual light, not the actual radio waves?
No, the newer iPhones, the one with the facial recognition, if you have a trail camera or a camera with night vision, will pick up a strobe light that's bright enough to see from an airplane that you're holding against your face, and it goes off every about under a second. And as you know from being in clubs or discotheques or festivals, music festivals, a strobe light blasting at close range in your face can be very hypnotizing and tiring.
So wait, I want to be clear about this. I don't think I'm fully understanding. You're saying that the new iPhones have a built-in strobe light when you're using the selfie camera?
It's on pretty much all the time. It's on infrared spectrum, so you can't see it with your eyes, but you can see it with trail cameras or anything with night vision.
Hmm.
And it strobes every second. It's very bright. You can't cover it with tape. It will go through the tape.
Whoa, this is you're telling me the new iPhones, this thing is going off every second.
10 and up, yes sir. iPhone 10 and up.
I've never heard of this.
And you have to use a binder clip or something solid to cover it, a piece of tape. It will go right through the piece of tape. It will even go through your hand, how strong
it
is.
Well, yeah, if it's infrared, it doesn't know a physical barrier necessarily.
Yes, yes. And I think it can be very damaging, even though you can't see it. It's still like UV light can cause mental and eye strain. So I wanted to let your audience and all the info warriors know about that.
All right, Carl. Well, as far as I can tell, I mean, you're breaking news to all of us here at InfoWars. I've never heard of that, and I feel like we would have been on top of that had we heard of it prior to this. But maybe the writers have already written a story about it. I don't know. Carl, thank you so much for the call. Let's jump to Brett in North Carolina. Go ahead, Brett.
Yes, sir. What's up, Owen? I'm 19 years old. I'm in college right now. I just want to get your advice on, like, what direction I can go to, pretty much, how I can closely connect with InfoWars and for education, pretty much a career.
Well, that's kind of some epic stuff to try to get out in 90 seconds here, Brett. You said you're 19 years old. Are you at a state-run university?
Yes, sir. I'm going to East Carolina.
East Carolina, the Pirates?
Yes.
Okay, what are you studying, Brett?
I'm going to do interior design, but I just want to get your advice on, like, if anything major I could do, anything out of college on the side.
Well, let me just give you some general advice. If you're going to stick with this college thing and you're going to stick through it, your best bet towards making a career for yourself and building your resume is to go out in the field now. I would start building a business right now. I would start doing interior design or whatever it is you want to be involved with right now, building your resume. As far as meeting like-minded people at your university, North Carolina is a pretty conservative state. If you really wanted to get active, you could get a bunch of stickers from InfoWarsStore.com, get a bunch of flyers and stuff, just post them around your campus, get a buzz going, maybe get a story. Who knows, maybe you kind of make like an underground InfoWarriors, you know, fight club type thing over there at East Carolina University, the Pirates. But as far as just career advice, and I actually like talking to the youth about this a lot, I would say the best thing you can do is to go out in the field and start making a name and a career for yourself, because a college education isn't going to do that for you. It's nice for a resume, and it's nice experience, but somebody that's looking to hire somebody or somebody that's looking to expand their business or work with somebody, they want someone that has provable experience and actual things they can look at in the third dimension to say, hey, wow, I like what you did there. So just as general career advice, I would say that, Brett. But good to know that it's always nice to hear from young listeners here. Brett calling in, a college student from North Carolina. All right, folks, we're going to go to a break. I'm going to take another call or two when I come back from this break and the short segment. And then I'm going to be joined by documentary filmmaker Justin Fall, who wants to address something Joe Rogan said he didn't believe on the Alex Jones Joe Rogan Experience just the other day. But folks, in this short break, it's just a short break here, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and shop around. If you've never been to the InfoWars store, just go click around. Go check the health and wellness section. Go check the preparedness section. Go check the media section for the documentaries, the books. Go check the gears for the hats, the t-shirts, the hoodies, everything. Go check the specials. I guarantee you, you will find something you want. You'll find something that you need at InfoWarsStore.com. So, in this short break, get to your computer, type in InfoWarsStore.com, and spend...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.